Family members of a teacher at the Ketchikan Charter School appealed to the board to not fire her. Deborah Murley has been on administrative leave from the district and was not allowed to attend the meeting herself. But her brother, Doug Andrew, gave the board a warning during citizen comments.
When you go to fire my sister tomorrow, you better be ready for a dogfight.
Murley's mother also spoke at the meeting, drawing attention to her daughter's nearly two decades of service in the school district. She notes that the family might take the district to court over the controversy. The teacher is at the center of a school district investigation into her alleged attempts to help students cheat on state tests. After the alleged cheating incident, some parents reported that their children were called into the principal's office for one-on-one interviews about the testing. According to parents, their children were then told to not discuss the nature of the interviews with anyone. The topic came up at a school board meeting in April when Tom Volpe protested interviews his granddaughter had with the principal. He simultaneously defended Deborah Murley and chastised the school district.
This whole thing stinks. It's nothing short of a witch hunt in my eyes.
In an interview with KRBD after the meeting, Superintendent Robert Boyle said he could not comment on the specifics of an ongoing investigation, but said that Murley was not going to be fired immediately, contrary to what Doug Andrew had said.
Sure, I understand people being very concerned about the actions of the district in response to any allegations, but we are obligated to follow state regulations whenever allegations come about, and we try to handle those as well as we can. And we're very sensitive to the fact that it's critically important to people, and we want to make sure people have that opportunity to always be heard fairly and completeness.
Boyle says the district is following procedure with the investigation, but he encourages a fair hearing, including through public comment. Boyle also says the investigation will be completed as soon as possible. Deborah Murley could not be reached for comment by deadline for this story. At the school board meeting Wednesday, her brother and mother noted that their attorneys had advised them against saying too much publicly. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.